about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, ladies. You know what I need, and you know what the fans want. So, feel free to let her rip.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Too many people on Earth. I think we're right. So we gotta figure out a way to get to Mars. Make some more people up there or something. I don't know. It's getting crowded down here.
Sim, the last time we sang that song, we were in love.
Yeah, we almost got engaged. I put a ring in a piece of cake.
I ate the cake.
And then when we went through your stool, there were 2 diamond rings in there. That's how I knew you were cheating on me.
Sam, I'm still so sorry about that.
We don't have to go down that road.
I'm out.
Okay, you two. Make love to my ears. Bareback, baby. No Jimmy. Raw dog.
Our feature presentation.
Not sure that's our strength. To be honest. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 23rd of July.
What's up?
You know, had a great weekend at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I saw some of your pictures.
Love it so much. It's a lot of people, though.
It's too many people.
It would destroy you within 30 seconds.
I know. I know. Believe me, I got the heebie-jeebies just looking at your photos. Although, I don't hate a world where every other woman is dressed like Wonder Woman.
Right?
That's not a bad universe to live in.
But then you have to trade off for all the people, so what are you going to do?
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a tough one. Hey, I know you won't use a wallet. Kevin is a guy who refuses to have a wallet. He hates wallets. Doesn't like to sit on a wallet. Doesn't want to keep track of a wallet. No interest in a wallet.
It's correct? Annoying. Yeah, it's annoying.
That's still your policy, right?
Yeah.
If you stopped 100 grown men on the street, what percentage don't use a wallet, do you think?
Well, I have no way of knowing, but I...
Just you, maybe?
Maybe.
Because I was just thinking when you called in stranded in the parking lot again this morning because you didn't have a key card, I was thinking, you know what would correct that problem? You know what would make that easier to keep track of?
Yeah.
Having a wallet?
You know what would make that wallet thicker and more painful?
Uh-huh.
That key card in it.
Key card. So you can't win.
I mean, I just can't.
It's a real dilemma.
We're just going to have to hire somebody to wait outside for me every day. I think that's the answer.
There are some businesses. I think we've talked about this briefly. There are some companies now that are giving you the option, and thank God it's not mandatory at this point, to get a little chip installed under your skin.
What?
And then you could just, oh, yeah. Yeah, for key cards.
Hmm.
And then you just wave your hand when you walk in. You never have to worry about it again.
Hmm.
And I would be surprised, by the way, to see that technology get to the point where that's where your driver's license is, that's where your credit cards are, that's where everything is. You don't ever have to, you don't have to carry anything with you. It's on you.
He'd still lose it.
I'd still lose it. That's true. That's very true.
Anyway, we have an enormous program today. Huge musical superstar on the program today. We got a singles party to tell you about. We got Comic-Con stuff to recap. We got so much going on. But before we get to all of that, I saw this story, and I've got a decent BS meter when a story is fake.
Okay.
I mean, I've been, there's no question I have from time to time believed a story.
Oh, maybe, we all have.
Maybe because I wanted to,
yeah,
and then
course.
It turned out to not be true. I mean, half the stories that people kindly try to send me for What's Up with Florida or Death Corner are things that just never happened. They're just made-up stories. This one, my initial response was it couldn't have happened. But I've done the research, and it checks out. Shocking moment, a female passenger pees on the floor of a flight from Britain to Poland because she wasn't allowed to use the toilet. Now, there are photos even of this, by the way.
Who's taking photos of that?
I know, right?
What's wrong with people?
Now, my initial...
I think she's peeing. Get out your phone.
My initial red flag on this story is that the airline that she is flying on is Wizz Air.
Oh, come on.
And I know your initial reaction is, no, sir.
W-I-Z?
W-I-Z-Z.
Oh, come on now.
Wizz Air.
Nope.
Turns out it's a legitimate airline that has been in existence with flights mainly around Poland and the rest of Europe since 2003. They fly to 139 cities. It's a low-cost airline based in Hungary. And she was on a flight from London to Warsaw. And she was told because they were in takeoff mode, they were getting the cabin ready to take off, and you know they don't let you get up there and get in the bathroom during that time. She was told, I'm sorry, you have to wait. She said she couldn't wait.
Here's my thing, though. If you're that, if you have to go that bad, you can use it while people are getting on the plane.
Right. I would think
so.
So
that's sort of on her. Sort of.
Yeah, no, I see that. I mean, I don't know all the circumstances. It's possible she, you know, rushed into that plane at the last second. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the deal. But you would think if you have to pee so bad that you end up going on the floor, that you would have had to pee when you got on the plane 10 minutes earlier. I agree with you on that. I think it is on her. So in shocking footage, the young woman is seen squatting against a wall while chatting with a friend on the phone. She's talking on the phone to somebody while she's doing it. She's saying, you have to help me before the flight takes off. I'm peeing in the aircraft. I asked the cabin crew if I could use the toilet, but then I said I couldn't right now. So I'm peeing in the galley right in front of them. The police are coming in because it's my fault. It's all my fault.
So she wasn't sitting in her seat at the time?
No.
What?
She went up to the area where the flight to, where the flight attendants are, where they do the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. Right?
And they just marked her territory?
And she's calling her friend to go, they've called the police on me. I need your help because it's all my fault, which it is, by the way. Cabin crew members can be heard berating the woman, with one saying, are you being serious? This is disgusting. You're a grown woman. To which the passenger replies, yes, I know, but I did ask. The flight attendant then says, so you think it's okay to pee on the floor? So I guess my question for you is, besides the fact that she's a dumbass and should have thought of this earlier, is... What should she have done in that situation? If she's in the seat, they've already said no toilet. She shouldn't have peed in her seat. I think that would have made things worse, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean,
you don't pee in your own seat.
No, you don't want to pee in the gallery either.
No, you don't.
Right.
You don't at all.
So, again, what was she doing 10 minutes before the flight took off? And can't she wait 5 minutes till they get high enough that she can stand up and go use it?
I mean... we all have had that moment where you cannot not pee.
But almost all the time, you'd make it another 4 or 5 minutes.
Right.
Almost all the time.
I don't like it, by the way.
Well, maybe it's just a genius advertising campaign.
For Wizz Air?
Yes. Wizz Air. And then they show her.
After disembarkation, while waiting for the authorities' arrival, the situation escalated. The airline said the aircraft was refueling and the laboratories could not be used as a standard procedure. As a result, the passenger's behavior became aggressive and offensive toward the crew. Safety is our top priority, and the airline has zero tolerance for abusive behavior. This is now a matter for the police. Not a great flight, by the way.
At the very beginning of it, too.
Yeah, not fun for anybody else on the plane who now walks by a wet spot every time they go up to the bathroom.
Although people were taking pictures, which is very funny.
Yes, it is. It's crazy that there's photo and video of this.
Oh, dear Lord.
What are you going to do?
Right? Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'd rather you Google it.
Mama Muggs is on the program today.
Yes, I feel real good about the Dodgers in the second half, by the way, but I'm sure that she doesn't.
Well, of course, she's the worst Dodgers fan ever. Mm-hmm. That claims to be the biggest Dodger fan ever.
Well, she keeps her expectations low.
Very, yeah. If the team gets behind, she turns it off.
Right.
That's not a fan. That isn't a fan. You got duped by a scam. I don't know if you guys have seen the latest scam that's going around, but they send you, sometimes it's an email, sometimes it's a letter through the mail. And it says, I have information about you cheating. If you send me some money, I can make it go away. And I think they're just, you know, trying to hit everybody with it. And they think they'll get enough people who are cheating that will pay them.
Interesting.
Odd, right?
Yeah.
Damon Albarn from Gorillaz is going to be on the program today. Also talking about the Gorillaz K-Rock sticker campaign. We have great news because it's Monday, got some Comic-Con interviews coming up, and a singles party we're going to tell you all about and give away tickets twice this morning on the show. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
So you're telling me that after the show on Friday,
yes,
you ran into everybody at Comic-Con.
Well, got to interview John Cena.
Nice.
He's in Bumblebee. Got to interview Haley Steinfeld, also from Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Got to interview Riz Ahmed.
Wow, I love him so much.
And super brilliant, and really the opposite of me in every way.
I fell in love with him on the night before, but of course he's Star Wars, he's everything. I love, he's Venom or something.
No, he's in Venom, yeah. He's not Venom, but he's in Venom.
In Venom, right.
Jake Johnson.
Oh.
Talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
All right.
We also talked to RZA, and we talked to Milana Weintraub.
Oh, I love her so much.
And do you think I got her last name right?
I'm guessing you did.
In front of her?
Can't
I did
wait.
Not, I did not, sir.
I can't wait.
And I've said it right 25 times.
Yes, you have.
It just doesn't matter.
It's a name you know.
We're going to do those just after the top of the hour.
Looking forward to that. Hey, Allie's off today. Quick look at what's happening. I want to start with a giveaway here on this Monday morning. Since we're getting ready to go to nuclear war with Iran, I thought this might be a good time to just lift your spirits in every way that we can. With a 4-pack of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Disney's new Christopher Robin. Let me tell you something about this Christopher Robin, first of all. A real dude, who is the basis of the Winnie the Pooh, A.A. Milne books.
I don't understand that sentence. You're saying it is a real dude?
I'm saying he's a real person. Yes, I'm saying that A.A. Milne had a son named Christopher Robin, if I remember correctly, and somebody's going to correct me if I'm wrong, who had a little bear named Winnie the Pooh. This is my understanding of how that story came. And Ewan McGregor is in this movie, and Haley Atwell. And you get a 4-pack of tickets to see the K-Rock Advanced screening at Edwards Irvine Spectrum July 31st if you call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of movies, Kevin, you probably didn't get to see anything of Comic-Con this weekend. Yeah. But Denzel Washington back at the top, number one. His first ever sequel, by the way.
Equalizer 2's out?
Yes.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
It looks so good. He is the coolest guy in the world, isn't he?
Oh, that first one was fantastic. I love that they did two.
Yep. And Denzel must have also, because like I said, he's never done a sequel before, so he must have really connected with it. But he is a hitman, and it scored number one, $35 million, just ahead of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which I suspect, by the way, is going to be one of those movies that's going to play for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
That will be a ladies' movie for a long time. So even though it came in at number two, I think Mamma Mia is going to be fine. Hotel Transylvania 3 was 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp was 4, and The Incredibles 2 was number 5. I am actually excited about this documentary. Chip, where are you on the ska days of the 90s? Were you down with all of that?
Oh, yeah, all up in it.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Real Big Fish, No Doubt, Sublime. It was a moment in time, and of course here on K-Rock we played them all and so many more, and somebody decided that they need to make a movie about that. It's called Pick It Up. I saw this at krock.com, by the way. They put up a Kickstarter, and I don't know why they were only looking to raise $40,000, because I don't think you can get craft services on a movie for $40,000.
Weird.
But they passed that in the first day, and at the end of the first week have raised over $118,000 so far.
Wow.
So a lot of people are into this third wave ska. Not only the bands I mentioned, but interviews with them, and also Fishbone and Save Ferris and Let's Go Bowling and Less Than Jake, and the list just goes on and on and on. I just think that's a fascinating period. I mean, we look back on it now and we can't believe how popular that music was. Just like for like a year, remember?
Yeah.
The Cherry Pop and Daddies were popular.
Yep.
I mean, things come
maybe
and go,
not even
things.
A full year.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's a cool idea. I'm excited about that.
I do too. You say they're just starting to make it?
Just starting to make it. Yeah. More music news. Friday, Chris Cornell's birthday, his wife announced that they were going to be unveiling a life-size bronze statue to Chris in Seattle at the Museum of Pop Culture. If you've ever been to Seattle, this is the very ugly building at the base of the Space Needle that used to be known as the Experience Music Project.
And it's the place where they put gum on the outside of the wall.
Nope, different place.
Heard. Okay.
They renamed it the Museum of Pop Culture a few years ago, but it's going to be Chris Cornell, like I said, a life-size statue in his signature boots, dog tag, and long locks. The unveiling is going to set place on August the 29th. That was the announcement that his wife, Vicky, made on Friday on what would have been his 54th birthday. I still, from time to time, realize that Chris Cornell is gone, and it surprises me in a bad way.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Something else that came out of Comic-Con this weekend that I thought was interesting is the Family Guy panel unveiled a couple of bits of information that I think you'll enjoy. You know, they're coming up on, I think they're like on season 19 now.
Which is insane.
Which is amazing, and it's still so good. They are going to rename the high school on Family Guy, which, as you know, has been the James Woods Regional High School, which I don't know what the history is of why they named it after James Woods. But he's not the most popular guy in Hollywood anymore. He has become better known for his far-right politics now than he has for any kind of acting.
So in fact, Peter said, no.
Right. So they're renaming it to, you want to take a guess who they're naming the high school after?
Who are they naming the high school after?
It's going to make perfect sense when I tell you.
Adam West.
Adam West.
Yes!
Kevin, well done!
I got one question right in my life!
We thought it was fitting to pay tribute to him, not only as a character, but as a person in our lives, to the executive producer, Steve Gallahan, at the Family Guy panel in San Diego Comic-Con. We decided to rename the high school on the show, and from this point forward, it will be the Adam West Regional High School. For people who don't get the connection, Adam West was the mayor of Quahog for many, many years on Family Guy. I was good friends with everybody on the show. They also unveiled some of the next season's guest stars, Patrick Stewart, Kyrie Irving, Johnny Weir, Tara Lipinski, Sarah Paulson, Sam Elliott, Brian Cranston, and Niecy Nash will all be on Family Guy next year. And one plot line that Seth MacFarlane was very interested in doing and was involved personally in writing is a Me Too moment for Quagmire.
Oh,
Quagmire.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
As you know, has been essentially a pig for all 19 seasons of The Family Guy, and he will finally have to deal with the repercussions of his inappropriate behavior. He is a serial sexual assaulter, essentially.
And even underage, of course.
Yes, of course. Rich Apple, a showrunner for Family Guy, said the Me Too stuff has become such a cultural force while we were thinking next season, we thought we'd take it head on with an episode around Quagmire. By the way, this surprised me, too, that we won't see these episodes for a year. The episodes that they are writing now will take a year to be drawn and get on our TV.
Wow.
So there's quite a little bit of a lag time. But Quagmire definitely has it coming for sure.
No kidding.
Today's celebrity birthday, Slash from Guns N' Roses. Also, Daniel Radcliffe, a past Kevin and Bean Comic-Con guest. Harry Potter himself is 29 years old today. The great actor Woody Harrelson celebrates his birthday today. Marlon Wayans and Charisma Carpenter, too. And that's what's happening. You and three friends can join us for the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool Singles Party at the rooftop of the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. This brand new trip, you guys, round trip transportation on the Kevin and Bean Party Bus, 2-night hotel stay at the newly renovated Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. We're going to be looking for you, ladies, in about 15 minutes. Ladies, in about 15 minutes, we're going to need you to sell yourself for the party.
That sounds terrible.
Essentially, that's what it is, though.
Right, but it sounds terrible.
We want to make sure you're coming with the right attitude. I think that's what we're
correct,
looking for.
Yes.
Looking for fun people to join us for the Kevin and Bean's latest singles party. More details, and we give you ladies a chance to get in with us coming up in about 15 minutes. Guys, we'll talk to you later.
So I did a lot of interviews at Comic-Con, and a lot of them were, you know, two and a half minutes, Bean, so I don't have time to play all of them, so I just picked some clips.
Okay.
To play. The first one is John Cena, who is one of the stars of Bumblebee, which I can't wait for. And John Cena's rather large.
He's a big man.
It cracked me.
He was wearing a suit, too, I bet.
He was wearing a suit.
He's always wearing a suit. He looks so good in a suit.
He really does, yeah. And he's always dressed up, and I just felt like a complete slob. But the interview started like this, and I found it weird.
Here with John Cena.
That's
talk.
Me.
What?
That's me.
Yes. Right. You think they were going to think that I was John Cena?
I don't know. Maybe.
Right? Maybe. Maybe they think it's me.
You play Agent Burns in this movie, yes. And they've referenced a lot Sector 7.
Yes.
What is that? Do we know?
If you're familiar with the franchise, yeah. You certainly have an idea of what that is.
It's sort of a shadowy government group. You're not sure?
If you are unfamiliar with the franchise, you'll find out on December 21st when you see the movie.
Please tell me that you will have something in this movie that will erase the memory of butt-chugging and blockers.
I hope you never erase that memory, my friend. And thank you for watching the movie.
When I see him, I think of that scene.
How can you not?
Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, I love her so much.
Is the star of Bumblebee. She's the person that finds the actual Transformer. And she is amazing. And I wanted to find out how young she was when the first Transformers came out. Talking to Hailee about Bumblebee, which comes out December 21st. How old were you when the first one came out?
I don't know.
10, 11?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And is it fun to be actually in a movie that you sort of grew up with?
Oh, my God, absolutely. I mean, I distinctly remember seeing that first Transformers. And it's always crazy when something like that comes full circle, when you can remember seeing something and then all of a sudden you're in it, you're a part of it.
Your job seems very difficult in that this seems to be a very emotional plot line and you're sort of very emotional. You have emotional connection with Bumblebee. What are you acting opposite when you're doing that?
Either a tennis ball on a stick.
A tennis ball on a stick so you know where to look?
Yes. Okay. For the most part, it was either a tennis ball, a piece of tape, sometimes a laser.
Isn't that weird? That seems janky. Tennis ball on a stick.
I mean, that's very, very common in green screen movies, and you got to give the actors a lot of credit for being able to connect with them.
Agreed.
She was born in 1996, by the way.
Okay. So she was 11.
She was little.
Next was Riz Ahmed. Who is in Venom. He's the doctor in Venom, and he had an Oxford education.
And they were sort of rushing us, so I sort of wanted to get into the fact that he went to Oxford, uh-huh. and he studied philosophy and economics and stuff like that, and now he's a movie star. How did that happen? And rightfully so. I mean, he thought I was Oxford educated.
So, Oxford educated. Politics.
Are you?
No, not me,
wow,
you.
Wow, man.
No.
You look smart, dude.
Right? No one's ever said that before.
No one's ever misjudged a person more.
Your last couple of years have been a whirlwind.
I mean, you've been in Rogue One and Nightcrawler and Jason Bourne, and now you're in this movie, and it looks fantastic. Tell me about your character in Venom.
My character is called Carlton Drake. He's a genius, inventor, billionaire. And right now, at this moment in his career, he's trying to solve the problem of where will humans live when the Earth collapses ecologically. So his answer is, how about we explore outer space? And in exploring outer space, he comes across these symbiotes. So that's Carlton Drake. And, you know, he's someone who's trying to ensure a future for humanity. In his mind, he's a good guy. He's doing the right thing. Just means that some individual lives may bite the dust along the way.
You might bite the dust along the way, and that would be Tom Hardy, who mixes with the whatever substance it is and becomes Venom.
And this is based on a true story?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jake Johnson, right?
Yeah.
He is in an animated movie at the end of the year that looks so good. Most of the animated movies, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll give it a try, but I'm not really excited about it. But this is an alternate universe where there's more than one Spider-Man. And so he's an older Spider-Man, and he's trying to train a younger kid to become Spider-Man in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Tell me about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
It's Peter Parker at 40. It's Peter Parker kind of tired of being Spider-Man, but needing help from a 14-year-old kid who might be more talented than him, which is a tough pill to swallow for anybody who knows what it's like to get a little bit older. The next generation's here, and they're kind of good at things.
It seems like your version of Peter Parker is, I mean, you're not a slob, you're not, you're almost a homeless Spider-Man.
That's right. I like to view it as the very realistic Peter Parker. It's the next morning Peter Parker.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's
sounds cool.
He's a total slob. And he doesn't care anymore, and he's trying to train a 14-year-old. It really looks great.
Look, you can only be a superhero for so long before it starts to, you know, be
right,
a burden.
Right? Milana Weidentrub.
Oh, we love her so much.
We love her so much. And she was talking to us, and she's Squirrel Girl in Marvel Rising. And I didn't necessarily nail her name. It's Milana Vonch, but...
Well, right, let's take it from the top.
Try again?
Yep.
It's Milana. How are you?
Hey.
I've never said this to a woman before, but give us a spin, because that's...
Oh.
That's something. She's wearing a squirrel outfit, and she has a giant tail that goes from, like, the bottom of her butt to maybe her shoulder blades. It's that thing.
Well, she's a squirrel, Kevin.
Right, I know, but then I wasn't expecting this.
All right. It's attached. It's permanent. I have it sewn into my butthole now. I can't do anything about it. It hurts, but I'm committed.
That's it. That's
anything for Marvel.
How crazy is she?
She's the best.
Sewn into her butthole. All right, so I'm positive that you're going to be able to see all of these interviews in their full length.
Okay.
I have no idea when. I have no idea where.
good information.
We'll get that to you a little bit later. We also talked to RZA and a bunch of other people. We don't have time for highlights now, but we'll tell you where those interviews are from Comic-Con.
The weekend after next, we are going to be in Las Vegas, you guys, at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino for the latest Kevin and Bean singles party. This one's the Built This Pool singles party because it's a pool party at the Scene on the rooftop of the Planet Hollywood. And we are looking for ladies this time around. Kevin, you want to explain how... 15 seconds of their time is going to maybe get them into this party.
Well, here's the thing. When people start talking about themselves, the first thing they say is that they like to party. Okay? So that's a given. So we're just going to assume that you like to party.
But what if you like fun?
Right. Same thing. We assume that we know that. And then we give them 15 seconds to tell us why they need to be at the singles party.
Oh.
And it's a limited amount of time so that they don't keep going in. I like to have fun. And then drinking. So we put a timer on them and then we pick the best one.
And sell yourself. Don't say, we don't want anything depressing.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So if you win, is it you and three of your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
You and your bud. You and your squad.
Okay. All right.
Don't do that, Dave.
So,
man, this is a, look, we're on this side of the phone. It's easy for us.
Right.
I understand that it's tough for you. I understand that it's a, there's a lot of pressure in that 15 seconds to
right.
make yourself seem like somebody that you want to have at a party, right?
You do have to be 21 or over as well because it is a casino.
Yeah.
And this time around, we are looking for ladies only, okay? So 1-800-520-1067. If you are a Kevin Bean listener, 21 and up, and you want to join us in Las Vegas for the latest Kevin Bean singles party, you can call right now. We'll talk to you for 15 seconds coming up in a couple of minutes here. 1-800-520-1067. First, though, time for some great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! There's a lot of not-so-great news in the news lately, and that's why at least once a week we like to spotlight on people doing amazing things. I'll start this morning with this story that I saw the other night on the CBS Evening News.
A police department in the suburbs of Chicago put out a 1078. It means an officer needs emergency assistance. Dean Reynolds tells us the response was overwhelming.
All right, so this is a Chicago suburb called Riverside in Illinois. Chris Cudla is the officer there, and he was diagnosed with kidney cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer, on November the 25th, 2017, so just a few months ago. He is talking to his chief of the department, Tom Weitzel. Tom recounts the conversation.
From the first day he came in and met with me and told me about his diagnosis, he told me, "Chief, I'm not stopping working."
And he hasn't. Through all the doctor's appointments and twice a month chemotherapy, he's stayed on the beat.
Now, the only problem, as much as he wants to work, is that he has been an officer in that police department for less than a year. So he has accrued very little time off
from
all of his very doctor's appointments. So the chief said, "Let me see what we can do." And this is what they came up with.
What his fellow cops decided to do was donate their sick days to Chris.
How many sick days has he acquired this way?
Yes, he's acquired up to 6 months so far. It's not just going to be police. It's going to be public works, fire, rec department, village administration. If they want to donate, they could.
Wow. Everybody, without hesitation, stepped up to help out.
It's pretty extraordinary generosity.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
People he doesn't even know are donating their sick days so that he can take the time off for his treatment.
His prognosis is grim, but his attitude is great.
Sometimes when you start to lose faith in humanity, you think that, you know, that this world's gone down the wrong path, there ain't no coming back, you know, then something like this happens.
Riverside Police Department in Illinois, that's my great news.
Sorry, I wasn't ready.
That's my great news.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow, that was a good one.
Yep. Dave, what do you got?
Oof, man. All right. So
it's a good start.
Twitter is awesome, right?
Sure.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it can
be. Well, in this case, it is. Because Adarsh Srivastava was traveling on a train in India when he noticed a bunch of girls, about 25 of them, crying all in a group. So he sends out this tweet. "I am traveling in Avda Express in S5. In my coach, there are 25 girls, all juveniles, some of them crying and all feeling secure." So he tags the president of the railway, the prime minister of India. He tags all these people, and a few stops later, the authorities jump on that train.
And arrested those girls.
No.
Oh.
And arrested the men that were holding them.
Oh, they were being held.
Yes, they were being held against their will.
Oh.
And he saved, with this one tweet, these 25 girls from being in human trafficking.
Wow.
So he didn't even know that's what was going on, but obviously some of the authorities that saw his tweet recognized that as, hey, this could be happening.
This could be real. So they jumped on and arrested the guys. And now the girls are transferred to the child welfare authorities and are getting transferred back to their guardians.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone's hailing him as a hero on Twitter. And his response was, "Thanks. But as a citizen of India, it's our responsibility to help people."
It's super scary that they would human traffic just out in the open like that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
How ballsy are they?
Wow.
I mean, this is why I have a van. You know?
No. No, sir.
I don't want to deal with
that's
public traffic.
That's not what we're saying.
And that was my awesome great news.
Mine is a Chicago school teacher, Kimberly Bermudez, was on a Southwest flight to Florida to visit her parents last week, and her seatmate asked her what she did for a living. She told him she was a first grade teacher, and her students all come from low income families. Some students are actually homeless as well. So we asked her, what's the most challenging part of your job? And she says, when children come to school hungry, they have hardworking immigrant parents struggling to provide basic necessities for their family. You can't control what happens at home. These parents are amazing. They will go without for their child. The seatmate replied that his company donates to schools such as hers, and she enthusiastically said her charter school, Carlos Fuentes Elementary, would welcome it. All the teachers and administrators in the school go into their own pockets, and I think this is true of every state in the union.
Very common.
Having to pay out of their own pocket to help kids with whatever they need. Underwear, soap, in some cases, school supplies. So the man wrote it down and was going to give her a donation. Second later, she felt a tap on her shoulder. She turned around to see a man seated in the row behind her with a baby on his lap. He said, I'm really sorry for eavesdropping, but use this money. And he handed her a wad of $100 bills.
Whoa.
And she said, that was amazing. She said, you have no idea how much this means, whether it's books or backpacks. I'll make sure to give it to the children. As the plane landed, the person in the aisle across from her said he was listening to the conversation as well. He said he didn't have much money, but handed her $20. Then a third contributor, she said, as if my heart couldn't be any happier, the man in front of me turned around as well. And he said, all I have is $10. And he gave it to her.
I hate to get off topic here, but how hot is this teacher that she's making it rain on this plane?
I mean, that's way off topic.
I mean, they are just throwing money at her.
Right. It's way off topic.
Okay.
Quite hot.
Is she even a teacher?
She said, I'm not here to solicit money. I'm really just here on the plane to see my parents. And one of them said, I know. That's why we're giving this to you. Use your voice. Use your gift of talking. So... were they giving her money to shut up?
Oh,
what do you think about that?
No, I think their intentions were pure, that they did it for the kids.
And that's my great news.
I want to see some naked dudes. That's why I built this pool.
I love the theme song right there. Hell of a theme.
I do too.
Yep.
Kevin and Bean built this pool singles party just announced at the Scene on the rooftop of Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino weekend after next. We're talking about round trip transportation on the Kevin and Bean party bus, 2-night hotel stay at the newly renovated Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. We're looking for ladies right now, 21 and up, at 1-800-520-1067. You can also go to KROQ.com for another chance to win. How would you do on this, Kevin, if you were the caller?
Oh, terrible.
Really?
Yeah, very bad.
I would slay.
Well, there's a lot of pressure because you're on the phone. You can't hear everything.
Uh-huh.
And you have to sort of summarize your entire self in 15 seconds.
Right.
That's very difficult.
All right. So before we go to caller one, which is going to be Lindsay line one, again, a reminder, we take it for granted that everybody likes fun and everybody likes to party. So you can leave that out of your 15 seconds. But Lindsay, welcome to the show. How are you, my dear?
Hello.
Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. What? How are you? Okay.
I'd like to go out, meet new people, get dressed up.
Okay. Now we're going to give you 15 seconds. So when we say go, you have 15 seconds from that moment to tell us why you need to be at the party. Okay.
And my recommendation would be, this is a good advice for you and the other ladies, is tell us about you. You know, we know that you want to meet people.
Hi.
Tell us why we want to meet you.
All right, and go.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Okay, you hold on.
I like Lindsay very much. I think she's exactly what we're looking for.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't, because I felt like we had already. Okay.
Right, we already said hi.
Let's try Allie line two, please, okay. In Downey. Allie is 26
Hello?
Years old. Yes.
Hi, Allie.
Allie, here
hi,
we go again.
How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
Now, do you understand what we're looking for here?
On the radio. This is awesome.
Oh, great.
Well, congratulations.
Anyways, I'm
all around. Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Maybe we're not making this clear. All right, so we're going to say go, then we're going to play a 15-second timer, and that's when you tell us all about yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and go.
So I'm an all-around awesome human being. I work really, really hard, and I've worked really hard where I'm at, so I think I'm just well-deserving to have a staycation. So if you choose me, I know I will have an awesome, amazing time, and I'll make up for it.
All right. Look, she did it in 13 seconds.
She did, yeah. A lot of amazings, a lot of awesomes, and unfortunately, we got to ding you for staycation, but all right, hang on. Hang on. You may still go. Let's try Sabrina, 27, Hacienda Heights, up next. Hey, Sabrina.
Hello.
We are giving away the very first four-pack of tickets for the Kevin and Bean singles part. Yes.
Our phones out. Can you not hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we're not the ones in the car here. Okay. Right. All right. We're going to put 15 seconds on the timer. You ready to explain yourself?
Oh, my God. The reception's really bad.
Oh, no.
We can hear you fine.
Okay,
so just
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Perfect. How are you guys doing?
Okay, we're doing well. I'm starting a timer, and when I say go, you tell us why you need to be at the party. Go.
Okay, my name is Sabrina Gonzalez. I'm taking the bar tomorrow. Just graduated law school. Looking forward to defending Kevin and Bean once they get in trouble. And I'm a petite 38D.
All right.
Wow, she got all the relevant information.
All right.
Love you, Sabrina. All right. That's how it's done, kids.
Right?
All right. Let's go to Los Angeles. Nora is 24, wants to go to the singles party as well. Hey, Nora.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening with our phones? I feel like it might be us, Bean.
Nora, you know what we're looking for, right?
I can hear you guys just fine.
Okay, good. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. 15 seconds on the clock. Let's find out about Nora. Go.
And go.
I can't hear you. Oh, okay. My name is Nora. I'm a pastry chef from Los Angeles. I like to have fun. I definitely want to go to this Vegas show to meet a bunch of single people and go wild and crazy like you normally do in Vegas. And, yeah, just have a lot of fun.
All right. Okay, we got to take a point away for likes to have fun, though.
Right.
Definitely took that out at the beginning. All right.
That's a given.
Right. Everybody, let's try Floor Burbank, line five up next.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I like to hold my liquor. Kevin, I know you don't like baseball, but I kind of go both ways. And, you know, it's been a while since I've had my last meal, so I'm lacking some vitamin D, you know.
I don't know how easy you think we are.
Quite easy, I gotta be honest.
She knows us well. All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Priscilla West Covina. She's up next, line six.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hi.
Hi there. All right, are you ready?
Oh, my God, hold on. I gotta catch up and laugh from that last caller.
Right? All right, and
okay, go. I'm very outgoing. I'm attractive. I like sports. I'm Hispanic, so I obviously know how to cook. I also have good boobs, but they're not petite, so you know what I mean? I listen to you guys, so that has to be a plus. And I like sex.
Whoa! I think this. I think they got the hang of it as we get closer to the end. Man, we got some excellent choices here, Kevin. I got to be honest. I love Sabrina because we always need legal representation. I thought Priscilla was hilarious, and so was Linda too. Though those are my three favorites. It's hard to narrow it down. What do
I
you guys
don't think Sabrina was? Oh, she was the lawyer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you guys think in the other room? Who's the crowd favorite?
I like Floor just because she said she's deficient in vitamin D.
Uh-huh.
I found that fantastic.
And that tells us everything we need to know about Kevin.
Look, it's a singles party to Las Vegas.
Okay.
What's going to happen, Bean?
Floor it is.
Let's see here. Nope, wrong line. Floor.
Yes, I'm still
here. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Now, here's what we want to ask you, Floor. If it's okay, and if you're available in 2 hours, we'd like to do this contest again with guys and let you help pick.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm ready.
All right.
Let's rage.
All right. Let's rage. All right, Floor, you hold on, and we'll see you in Las Vegas, and we'll talk to you in 2 hours for the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool Singles Party. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Damon Albarn, you guys, from Blur. And
you all right?
Grape nuts.
What happened?
Grape nuts. Damon Albarn from Blur, Gorillaz, is going to be joining us right after the top of the hour. And we'll be talking to him, among other things, about the intimate show with the Gorillaz that you and 50 friends can win, plus a new car. Not even joking about that. That's coming up right after 7.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
You okay?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, hello?
You're making fun of the phones?
No, I'm making fun of the first girl.
All right.
kept saying hello.
That is coming right up. First, though, Allie's off today. She'll be back tomorrow and for the rest of the week. And filling in for what's happening this hour, hey, Beer Mug.
What's up, you guys? Bean, besides you almost choking to death on grape nuts, how's your weekend?
Why do you ask, Muggs? This is very suspicious. You never care how my weekend was.
I'm just curious, Kevin. You have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. It was Comic-Con. It was good. Fantastic. Good.
Well, you know who didn't have a good weekend?
No.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. You guys know about him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was kidnapped, pistol-whipped, and robbed, and is now in the hospital.
Whew.
Yeah. So, sources close to Tekashi says the rapper was working on a music video in Brooklyn early Sunday morning at around 4, and he was done, drove home, and that's when they said another car pulled up behind and blocked his driveway, and they promptly proceeded to get him out of the car, pistol whip him, knocking him unconscious, and the next thing Tekashi knew, he said he was in the backseat of the car, and the gunmen were driving around telling him that they, if they don't get what they wanted from him, such as jewelry and money, they would kill him. So apparently, the gunmen took around $750,000 in jewelry and between $15,000 and $20,000 in cash.
And I usually have $15,000 to $20,000 in cash just laying around.
Well, you keep that in your pocket, yeah, without your wallet, right?
It's my walking around money.
Yeah. So
all in ones.
So after they were done, the gunman drove away with Tekashi still in the back seat. And at some point, he was able to open the back door, jump out. And one of the gunmen began chasing him, got scared, and retreated because he didn't want to be ID'd. But Tekashi tells a sort of a different story to cops.
Okay.
He says that everything that I had explained before, but about the car driving up and kidnapping him. He said that he was able to jump out, steal the driver's iPhone, and get away and avoid pretty much everything almost happening. Like,
so none of that happened?
Well, he says that he put up a fight.
Okay.
Is pretty much what happened. But I'm kind of suspicious about this guy because you guys remember that airport fight video that he got in like some...
Oh, it's been a...
He got into a huge scuffle at LAX, and it was the worst boxing match you've ever seen. this guy seems suspect to me. It seems like he's trying to be like a fake tough guy gangster.
Yeah.
So I would kind of like, I wouldn't be surprised if he hired people to do this just to put it out in the news. I'm serious about that.
Wow.
That's a beer mug at krock.com in case you're listening. Here are my whole thing. All of these rappers that have the tattoos all over their faces,
yeah,
bad things are happening to. XXXTentacion, dead. Lil Pump, dead. Tekashi 69, maybe kidnapped.
No, Lil Pump is still alive. I think Lil Peep is dead.
Oh, Lil Peep. Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, excuse yeah, me. Yeah, Lil Peep's
dead. Yeah, we don't want the Gucci gang to die. You know what I mean?
No, Lil Peep, of course. Yeah. I'm just saying,
it's not really the tattoo, though. You know that, right?
No, but I'm saying it just seems like you're making bad choices in your life if you're one of these guys who has, like in his case, a giant 69 on his forehead. Yeah. You're going to be in situations that aren't going to end well for you. Yeah. You're kind of inviting trouble, is what I'm saying.
All right.
At least his hair doesn't look like somebody threw up rainbows all over it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good look.
Where are you guys? How do you guys feel about a high-profile celebrity athlete dating a porn star? You guys for it?
I don't think you should ever discriminate against a porn star just because of what she does for a living.
Good. Well, the debate has started ever since the San Francisco 49ers' brand new quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, was seen out in Beverly Hills with porn star Kiara Mia. Bean, are you familiar with her work?
I am not.
Well, big ones, right? Let me show Kevin. Look at that.
Muggs is very familiar.
Look at that. Okay. Mm-hmm. She was in. One of her big hits was the Keeping Up with the Kardashians porn spoof because she is very similar looking to Kim, and the debate has started whether if this might hurt Jimmy's career. People are saying that this is going to lose endorsement deals. This is going to ruin his career.
That all seems ridiculous to me.
I don't agree.
Judgmental Fs, that's why.
Now, as for Kiara, ever since this news came out, Pornhub says that her searches have racked up more than 200,000 over the weekend. It was like 48 hours. So, and here's what Kiara thinks she's going to do for Jimmy's career.
Jimmy and I had an amazing dinner, and he treated me with so much respect and class, and honestly, we're friends. Let me tell you this much. I've never been a fan of football. I'm officially a fan of football. And I can promise the 49ers that they will make Super Bowl and win because everything I touch turns to gold.
Oh, hello!
Oh!
Okay, I now take it back. He should not be dating her because she's a moron.
Has nothing to do with being a porn star.
Not at all.
Okay.
So there you go. You heard it from Kiara herself. The 49ers are going all the way this year.
All right.
Head back to Vegas, Kevin. Put your money down.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthday slash, of course, former lead guitarist Guns N' Roses.
And current lead guitarist Guns N' Roses.
Oh, he's back? Man, I got to catch up on my music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I heard about him real quick? After he used to party all night with Guns N' Roses, like on tours, he used to take a two-day detox. He used to rent a hotel room just to detox before he saw his family again. What he called to wipe everything off of him. Hmm. All the cocaine and strippers.
I assume there was a lot of that on him.
Daniel Radcliffe, of course, the star of the Harry Potter movies. It's his birthday today. Woody Harrelson, Marlon Wayans, Charisma Carpenter, and Catherine Hahn are all celebrating birthdays, and that's what's happening.
As you guys know by now, it's the Gorillaz world, and we're just living in it, giving away access to an intimate show with the band for you and 50 of your friends, plus a new car, a 2019 Honda Fit, and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. You can just go to the Hot Topic near you and get the K-Rock sticker and look for what to do next online with it. That's a pretty good deal, and we're very excited because the Gorillaz are coming to town as part of their world tour in October. I think Damon Albert from the band is on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Damon, how are you?
Hello. Blimey, that was quite a long introduction.
Yes, well, there's a lot going on.
I would have been happy with just saying, and here's Damon.
Well, we can start over.
All that stuff.
If you'd like, we can start over.
Associated with. Did I get Carl out of that or something?
No, you Carl? don't get the car. The listener will get the car and get to see the Gorillaz show, so it's a pretty good deal for them.
Again, it's like, you know, I can't remember all the things you mentioned.
I mean, but it's all right, Damon, because we actually say it to our listeners. The contest isn't for you.
Right. You're already going to be there. You don't have to win your way in, so you're fine.
Okay. Damon,
I have to tell you this first, and we have a lot we want to talk to you about in the few minutes that we have, but Kevin and I all the time bring up, Kevin, you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yep.
Bring up you and your band. I think it was around 1994, 95, maybe the Park Life years. You came into our old K-Rock studio back when we were in Burbank. You won't remember this, and I'm not expecting you to. But we were in a tiny little room like the size of a bathroom, our radio studio was back then. And you and the boys came in with all of your equipment, and you brought in amps like you were playing the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it was floor to ceiling. It was pretty sweet.
It was floor to ceiling, and you guys performed in that little room. You had to sing in a space of like 2 square feet. I mean, you could barely move. It was like living in a jet engine. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life, and it was amazing for us to be there.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that was the situation, because sometimes, you know, back in the early days, American radio was I was quite nervous of it. I always sort of seemed to sort of lose my personality whenever I went on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember that at all.
They didn't say you had a great personality.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was starting to think that was like, you know, post-truth stuff. You know?
Well, you know, K-Rock was pretty, you know, early on the Blur years, and with the Gorillaz as well. I mean, we have always embraced your various musical projects, but it was just one of those just super fun memories for us as radio guys, you know, one of the most memorable live in-studio performances. The Gorillaz album, we love, you know, we're playing Humility a lot here on K-Rock, which is a terrific single. Are you surprised?
I know. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
It's wonderful.
A record played on K-Rock for a long time, so
yeah.
I hope people like it.
I think they do.
I hope it's working.
Are you surprised, though? I mean, a lot of us thought it was might even be a one-off when Gorillaz launched onto the scene, you know, all those years ago back in 2001. Are you surprised that here, 18 years later, you're still going with it?
Yes, I am, frankly, but I sort of manage to find a kind of always a fascinating thing, and I learn a lot from doing it. And then I sort of take that and try other ideas, you know what I mean? And then sort of come round again at some point. I think that's why it's lasted, because I just haven't done too much of it. Maybe people will say, well, that's a good thing. Right, that's really good.
But it's a great place for you to go and just explore whatever musical idea you have. You could do something completely different than your other bands.
It's quite sort of conceptual. I mean, you couldn't... I suppose you could, but in the cartoon world, Humans was the sort of the soundtrack for the night of, and the now is kind of in the dream that follows the sleep that follows the night of. You know what I mean? And I think you might not know. I mean, I don't even know.
I'm going to have to try and figure that out later.
Yeah, I need a flow chart, but I was into it. I'm into it.
It sounded fun.
George Benson, the great guitarist George Benson, would be the least likely person, if there were betting on your album, the least likely person to be appearing as a musician on your record. But it works so well, what he does together with what you do. How did the idea even come to you, and how tough was it to get him to agree to say yes to play on your single?
George Benson was one of those kind of musicians that in England in the like the early 80s was really, you know, up there with Michael Jackson, really, for sort of popularity in a different way, but with that same feeling, that same sort of just euphoric music.
So the simple answer then is that you were a fan and you just wanted the opportunity to be able to work with him, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Demon Days Festival is happening at the Pico Rivera Sports Arena and Grounds on October the 20th. That is going to be the final date of the Now Now Tour, your last chance to see Gorillaz for a while. Passes and VIP packages available right now starting at $99. Go to DemonDaysFestLA.com. And again, stop by the Hot Topic location near you. Damon, this part's not for you. This is for the listeners.
And get
the brand new K-Rock sticker. Have an access to an intimate show with the band for you and 50 friends. A 2019 Honda Fit and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. It's a great deal.
But Damon does drive the car to you, right?
No, that's not how it works. He's not involved with them.
I don't think so.
I sadly don't have a license, but I'd have to come on a bicycle.
You don't need a license here.
So now I understand Damon will ride alongside the car on his bike.
On his bike, right. Well, it's been fun having you on the Kevin Bean Show on and off for the last 25 years, sir. Thank you so much for joining us again today. Continued success.
My pleasure, and thank you for still talking to me after all these years.
You bet.
Thank you, Damon. Bye.
Speaking
of that band right there, we just announced the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool singles party in Las Vegas weekend after next. We took care of the ladies last hour. We'll be looking for the gentlemen next hour between 8 and 9. We'll be looking for single guys who want to join us in Las Vegas for the latest singles party at Planet Hollywood. It's going to be fun.
So I know we were going to talk about scams here, so I looked up an article on Wired, and this is from May of this year.
Okay.
May.
All right.
Nigerian email scammers are more successful now than ever. Isn't that shocking?
Yes, it is.
Because it's been going on forever.
As long as there's been an internet, there's been Nigerian email scammers.
They're more successful than ever.
Well, they send them to everybody, and they only need, you know, 1 in 100,000 or something probably to respond to get somebody on the hook, I guess.
It's insane.
It has to be very old people, I would think, right?
I would think so, too, because it seems like that's made the headlines enough that most people go, oh, you're a Nigerian priest, and I need a prince, and I need to put $1,000 in an account so you can give me hundreds of thousands? That is dumb.
I think it would be tough to be Nigerian at this point, even if you're trying to conduct legitimate business, because everybody automatically assumes you're trying to scam.
More successful than ever.
All I'm trying to do is put money in the bank. I don't trust you. I don't know where that money came from. Well, it's funny you should bring that up, Kevin, because I got an email the other day, and I would love to know what your response to this email would have been. It caught my eye because the subject line of the email had an old password of mine.
What?
In the subject line.
An accurate password?
Yes.
Really?
And that surprised me. Here's how the email goes. I know that blank is your password. You do not know me, and you're probably wondering why you're getting this email, correct? Let me tell you. I actually placed a malware on the adult video websites, and you know what? You visited this website to have fun. You know what I mean?
What website was it?
It doesn't say. It just says adult.
Well, you know, though. Fill in the blanks.
Well, it could have been anything. While you were watching video clips, your browser initiated functioning a remote desktop, including a keylogger, which provided me accessibility to your display screen as well as your web camera. Immediately after that, my software program gathered all of your contacts from your Messenger, Facebook, as well as email. That's pretty scary stuff, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I think really possible.
Yeah, I think so, too. What did I do? I made a double screen video. The first part shows the video you were viewing. You've got fine taste, by the way. And I will not be shamed. They wouldn't make little people porn if they want people to watch little people porn, all right? And here's the scariest part of all, Kevin. So the first part shows the video you were viewing. The second part shows the recording of your webcam.
Oh, no.
What should you do? Well, in my opinion, $2,900 is a reasonable price tag for our little secret. You'll make the payment through Bitcoin. If you don't know how to do this, please search how to buy Bitcoin in Google. And then he gives a long address for Bitcoin. And then it goes on to say that basically this, you know, there's a specific pixel within this email message, and I'll know as soon as you've opened it. It's non-negotiable. Don't even respond, but send the money. So I see that, and I think, could that have really happened? Could that really be possible?
I mean, the fact that they had a correct password that you used.
Older password, yeah.
Sells it.
Is a surprise. Now, what would you? What would your impulse to have done when you read that email?
I would delete the email and change all of my passwords.
But you would just assume that it wasn't going to happen. You would not live in fear of this happening.
No, I don't think so.
In other words, you would have seen it as a scam when you first read it.
I think so. But
I mean, I hoped it was a scam, but I didn't know.
It sounds like everything he's describing is possible.
Possible, right. And by the way, we're going to be looking for your calls in a couple of minutes here. If you have ever been duped by a scam, if you have fallen for a scam, we want to hear from you. No judgment. 1-800-520-1067. Okay, maybe a little judgment, depending on how obvious it was that it was a scam. But if you got taken, we want to hear about it. And I hear all the time, by the way, about people who think they're making a legitimate transaction on Craigslist, and then they realize they've already given the money and they don't get the stuff and whatever. I mean, look, there are always people out there trying to separate you from your money.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Okay, so a few days after I got that email, and I just ignored it, we saw this article in the Los Angeles Times about a scam letter that they call the guilty conscience scam. And this is one where you get a letter in the mail that says, I know about the secret you're keeping from your wife and everyone else. More importantly, I have evidence of what you have been hiding.
People still use the mail?
I know, right?
That's so weird to get a letter saying that.
It is just your bad luck that I stumbled across your misadventures while working a job around Los Angeles. I then put in more time than I probably should have looking into your life. Frankly, I'm ready to forget all about you and let you get on with your life, and I'm going to give you two options that will accomplish that very thing. Number one, ignore the letter and the aforementioned evidence will be sent to your wife, her friends, her family members, and your neighbors. Option two, pay a confidentiality fee of $8,600 in Bitcoin and your secret remains your secret. Now,
they're sending that to specific people or everyone?
This is what I don't know. Do you think that this is just like the Nigerian prince scam where they just send it to everybody and hope that a couple of people get on the hook? They're just assuming that somebody out there is going to get a letter who has been running around on his wife and is going to pay this money.
So he's afraid that it's real because he knows that that's in his – that's a secret of his.
Exactly. And that's why they call it the guilty conscience scam, because, I mean, imagine if you really were this dude, you'd start to think, hey, maybe this is really happening to me, right? And the Bitcoin makes it, you know, makes it impossible to trace. So, I mean, in a way, it's not like in the old days where somebody would blackmail somebody and then, you know, you try to arrange a sting when they show up to, you know, get the money or whatever. This is Bitcoin, which you can't track down. So the LA Times article put my mind at ease, by the way, about the email that I had received. But apparently the FBI is involved in investigating, and they are letting you know that these are going around. And this is a very hot thing right now. So if you get a letter like that, it looks like you don't have to worry about it.
It looks like. All right. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. You were scammed. And we're going to start with Tina in Torrance. Hi, Tina. Hello.
Tina. Hi. So I actually work at a bank, and I get a lot of people that try to dispute, like, these transactions.
What transactions? You mean transactions to people who are blackmailing them?
Well, right. So, like, you know, Bitcoin, you have to, like, let's just say Bitcoin or gift cards, like, you have to purchase these with your card, typically.
Right,
like, you have to link up your bank account. So people, you know, have these happen to them, and like sometimes it's like account takeover or like their phone takeover, and they get really scared and really freaked out. And they're like, well, you know, give us this amount of money in gift cards or Bitcoins and we'll fix the problem for you. So they do it. And then, you know, they end up giving them all the money on the gift cards or all their money in their bank accounts. And they're like, they come to us or your bank and they try to dispute them. And you're like, well, we can't recover your money. Like, you engaged in this transaction. And it's really sad, actually, because it happens a lot.
What is the age of most of the people that come in and do that?
It
It ranges, but typically it's older, like over 50.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we were guessing, is it has to be older people that sort of don't know how easy these scams are.
Right, exactly. And it's kind of sad because, you know, they don't tell their family members, or like nobody ever talks about it because they think they're getting, like, they think it's safe or secure. But if you just, if you're like, hey, does this really happen? Or like if you have somebody that's close to you, like what are you doing? Don't do that.
Right.
Knock the phone out of their hands.
Wow. Knock the phone out of their hands. That's aggressive, but okay.
So you've seen this multiple times, Tina, at the bank that you work at, where people have had this this Bitcoin blackmail.
Really sad.
But that's amazing. Wow. All right. Thank you very much for that warning. We appreciate it, and we're glad to share that with our listeners. 1-800-520-1067. Barbara, you hang on, and Serge and all the rest, and we'll take your calls. If you've ever been scammed, we want to hear about it. Maybe you can help somebody else so it doesn't happen to them. We'll talk to you next on Kick.
Just ahead of No Doubt, let's take one phone call. We're talking about being scammed. And Alex in Encino is on the phone. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you.
What happened, dude?
Good. So, yeah, I was had my heart set on finding a Basset Hound puppy after falling in love with the breed. Went online, found a website. It was AKC accredited. It was 100% on the up and up. And then they required a MoneyGram deposit of $300 on the dog. I was waiting to return for vacation to pick it up. And then they contacted me telling me that there was an emergency and they had to rush me into getting the dog, and required the additional $500 to finish the payment. I told them I wouldn't do it without seeing the dog. They set up an appointment. I had a coworker whose sister was a police officer who was actually stationed in the area, tried to go visit it. They canceled it and then never got in contact with me again, stole the money, never got the dog.
Oh, so wow. so you lost $300 and ended up with an invisible dog.
Apparently a very common scam using puppies. Puts you at your absolute weakest when your heart's set on getting a pet. Took the money, just absolutely ran.
Adopt, don't shop, you guys. That's the takeaway here.
Right?
Right? Alex, thank you for the call. We appreciate you sharing your story. 1-800-520-1067. You got scammed? We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. All right, I'm feeling kind of bad about some of these listeners on hold, man. Just getting scammed.
Now,
you said good.
You said no judgment.
No judgment. All right. I mean, I understand how these things can happen. Let's try Mark Roland Heights, line 4. We're talking about listeners who got scammed.
Oh, my God, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Mark. What's going on, man?
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Great. What's going on with you, son?
So I got scammed by international hackers from my Facebook page.
All right. Tell us about it.
Yeah, how did it work?
So they offer to pay you advertising on your Facebook page, and you share stuff. And then they have you register on a business manager that looks legit, but it's actually some scam stuff. And they end up taking over, kicking you out. And then they message you offering to sell it back to you.
Oh.
So they take your Facebook away from you and offer it back to you for money.
Yep.
And you thought you were getting into business. You thought, hey, this is cool. I have a way to make a little bit of money on my page by putting some ads up.
I'm an admin, and they kick everyone else out.
Gotcha.
And then they just take over and start spamming your page full of like clickbait, fake news stuff.
So what did you do? Like did you come up with some money to get it back or what? Yeah.
Mark, hey Mark.
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Sure.
Okay. How did you get it back? What did you do? Did you pay him?
No, hell no.
Okay.
What I had to do is do notarized documents, screenshots of all the like hacking activity, how they took it. And had to submit it through this crazy Facebook appeals process.
Okay.
It was nuts.
And you got it back.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Is that our phones?
I mean, it could be.
It might be.
I hope it isn't, but...
Look, we've been telling you how they're closing this building down, right?
K-Rock
is moving, and I think one by one, they're just unplugging things.
There's no engineers here either, so we're just trying our best to replug stuff in the morning. Chip basically has to rebuild the studio.
Exactly.
All right.
Wow, we got some good ones on here. Let's try Barbara Pasadena, line 5. We're talking some big, big money on this one.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay now, thank you.
What happened?
How'd you get scammed?
I was in the process of selling one house and buying another, and I had my escrow company's email got hacked, so I got instructions to send my almost $500,000 to a different bank account, a Bank of America, not Bank of Bermuda or anything like that.
Oh, no.
Bank of America account was in an airport. I traveled for my job. I sent the wire from my computer at a bar. And shortly thereafter, as I'm getting on my plane, my bank called me and said something was fishy. And I was like, look, I know it's a big wire, but my escrow company sent these instructions, and this is where I'm supposed to send it. And I got on my plane. And when I got off, I called back, and they said something is weird about it. And I ended up texting back and forth with the scammers. Eventually, once I realized that I was supposed to have sent it to a Wells Fargo account rather than a Bank of America account.
But tell us you didn't lose $500,000, please.
The money left my account, but my bank saw that it was fishy, and they got it back for me the next day.
Wow. Oh,
thank God.
That's fantastic.
Barbara, appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening. I saw that on the news, by the way, a very common scam where they have access to real estate transactions that are at that point where you're supposed to give the money, and they'll send you an email that'll look like a legitimate one.
Wow.
And it turns out to not be so. That's a very common one as well. Thank goodness for Barbara, though. Let's talk to Gabriel, Beverly Hills Line 6, please. He used to be on the other end of the scam, it sounds like. I want to find out about this.
Hold on, Gabriel. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So you used to work for a company that did scams? People? Okay.
It was actually a telephone company, or not a telephone company, like a, what is it? Where they would call people and they'd let them know, like, hey, we're charging your card for the 10th time already. They were already charged like $1,000. What the scam was is if they were visiting something would pop up on their screen and it would say, like, get some high-end sunglasses for 99 cents. All you would have to pay is shipping and handling. I guess they would send the sunglasses, and eventually when they found out that they were actually opting out for a monthly subscription of $100 per sunglasses, which ended up being cheap, $2 sunglasses. They would try to fight it, and the most we would be able to do, or I was told to do, was just give them back one payment from 24 payments, and it was usually people who were over the age of 50.
How long were you working there?
For about 2.5 months. I couldn't stand it after that because once they started getting caught on the whole sunglasses thing, they changed their campaign. They're all like, all right, now we're switching to watches. So people are going to be calling about watches and give them the same spew.
I hope somebody turned them in and they got shut down.
Like, this is a scam. You can't do this to us. And we would have to literally define the word scam. Like, scam technically is defined by the dictionary, and give them the definition. And unless they argued and said, hey, we're going to contact the Better Business Bureau. This isn't right. I'm getting my money back. As soon as they said Better Business Bureau, we were then allowed to give them back all their money.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's a good tip. Yeah.
That's a real good tip. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call very much. All right. We have time for one more. Who do you like? You want to go with the kidnapping?
I want to go with John. Yeah, that's crazy.
Let's go with the kidnapping. This sounds good.
John in L.A. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are well. Thank you. You got scammed?
Almost. They kept me on the phone long enough that their story started to unravel. So, and I just ended up driving home. I was at work, and I'd been really stressed dealing with some things and whatnot. So, I got a call from a blocked number, and the only person who calls me with a blocked number are my parents.
Right.
So they call with, like, a crying woman, and then they come over the phone, and someone in the background goes, you know, stand on the ground, you know, this and that. They give you this whole spiel. And they go, well, we know your phone, so we'll know if you're texting someone or this and that and blah, blah, blah. So they wanted me to wire Western Union to them. So they're like, go to your bank and take care of this, take care of that. But it was a Sunday. And then they kept telling me to go to locations where I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm going, well, that's an ATM, not a,
right,
you know.
So they pretended that your parents had been kidnapped.
I'm sorry. So some new neighbors moved into my neighborhood, and it was a really shady house. They were constantly going in and out and just a lot of stuff. And we have friends that are LAPD officers, and so they're like, we're monitoring the house as a drop house. So they were like, And when they told me, they're like, your mom saw something she's not supposed to see. And I was like, well, that's my mom. She's nosy. So what ended up happening was they kept trying a Western Union thing.
Right. Did you lose money?
Home. Yeah, and I just ended up driving home to see where my mom was. And so when they called me back, because their story kept falling apart, they were like, okay, well, we're going to kill her. I said, okay, put the phone to her and pull the trigger. I want to hear it. And they're like, really? You don't think we'll do it? I went, no, go right ahead. I'm listening. So, and then when I
bet your mom appreciated that.
Yeah. Well, she was standing in front of me, and I was just like, and I put it on speakerphone, and I was like, no, kill her.
John, I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad your mom's okay. I'm glad you didn't lose any money. All right, I am never going to accept an email or a phone call or a text from anyone ever again after this.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 8.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place in the National League West. You think that'll make Mama Muggs encouraged about the rest of the season?
Oh, of course. She'll be so happy.
Think she's anticipating another trip to the World Series this year?
Maybe not.
We'll find out when we talk to her coming up right after 8. And don't forget, next hour as well, we'll be looking for guys this time around to join us for the just-announced Kevin and Bean Built This Pool singles party to Las Vegas. Details on the way. First, though, Allie's out today. Kevin's turn for what's happening.
James Gunn, as you know, has been removed as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy by Disney.
Yeah, he sure was. That was the big news on Friday, and I bet that's all people were talking about down at Comic-Con.
A batch of old social media dispatches were unearthed that touched on things like pedophilia and rape. Mm-hmm. Now, his tweets are horrible. And he has since come out. Well, you said that he already apologized for all of that even before this happened?
Even before the Guardians of the Galaxy movies were made, he came out and said, look, I was trying to be edgy and controversial, and I thought I was funny, and I wasn't, and it's in the past, and I'm not that person anymore. This was before the Guardians of the Galaxy movies were even made. But they are back in the news now because, you know, these things tend to resurface, and I guess they were still up. So somebody decided to go through and make them news again.
I mean,
this time Disney said, no, sir.
It's sort of tough to defend a tweet like, I like when little boys touch me in my silly place. You know what I mean? Like, that's
okay.
You could say you're trying to be outrageous.
Look,
almost trolling, but
I don't think that's funny either.
Right.
But he also isn't a pedophile and he isn't a rapist. He's just telling jokes.
He's
just telling jokes.
Well, he needs to tell better jokes.
I agree. He needs to tell better jokes. But does this mean he should never be able to work again?
He tweeted about jokes about rape, 9/11, AIDS, the Holocaust. He just took on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney said, we can no longer do business with you. You're no longer the director for Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one made $773 million. The second one made $863 million.
Yeah, and that's what's surprising about this story is usually they give you a lot of leeway if you've made $1.5 billion for the company, but not in this case.
So then he has also posted, many people who have followed my career know when I started, I viewed myself as a provocateur, making movies and telling jokes that were outrageous and taboo. As I have discussed publicly many times, and as I've developed as a person, so has my work and my humor. And then there are a bunch of other ones that are sort of like that. It's like, I was really trying to be shocking. That's what I was doing.
Right.
I didn't really mean I like it when, you know, that whole tweet. I didn't mean that literally. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get people to respond.
Yeah. He was trolling, like you said. 7 to 10 years ago, these tweets are between 7 and 10 years old. And I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a pushback to the pushback in this case. And I've already seen that Zoe Saldana and Chris Pratt and a lot of other people from the Guardians of the Galaxy family, Karen Gillian and others, are in complete support of him and saying, look, this is not that dude anymore. And I don't know if it's going to end up being a boycott or a protest or what. But I think some people are going to say this has gone too far. This isn't a Kevin Spacey situation where a guy was committing the acts. This
right.
is a guy who was making bad jokes about the acts. And I think those two are very different.
Meanwhile, fans have started an online petition urging Disney to rehire the director. And it has 170,000 signatures.
So far.
So far, right. So does Disney ever bring him back? Or is it so much harder for them because they're Disney?
I don't know. Look, we love Disney, and we've been told that everything they do is great and they don't make bad decisions.
Right.
I hope that James Gunn gets his job back. I don't think you never get to work again as a director because of jokes that you made 7 to 10 years ago. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair. Well, I think they reacted quickly to this when this news broke late last week.
But let me just bring up in their defense. Yes, they acted quickly. But even that one tweet that I read is super offensive.
It's offensive. I mean, what?
But I'm saying it's not like it was on the bubble. It's not questionable.
It's not to your sense of humor or to mine. Who's the arbiter of that? Who's to decide what tweets and what jokes are too offensive? You know what I mean?
If you're the company that hires him to be a director for your movie.
So you would have fired him too?
I'm not saying that, but it is one of the most conservative companies in the world. So it doesn't surprise me that much when you read through the stuff that he said that they cut ties with him as quickly as they did.
Look, I love Disney, and again, I repeat, we've been told that everything they do is right. I hope they reconsider this. I think James Gunn deserves to continue on the good path that he's been on for the last 7 years.
Yeah, and again, a lot of the stars were just saying this is not that guy anymore.
Not that guy at all.
So we'll have to follow it and see what happens.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't have time for the R. Kelly song.
Oh, we got to get to that later, though.
R. Kelly has like a 19-minute song where he is pretty much just admitting all kinds of stuff. Never been able to read.
Including, some shocking stuff about how he's broke and he only tours so he can pay his rent and that he's dyslexic and that he can't. He says in the song, we got to pull this clip. He says, when I presented on stage at the Grammys, I couldn't read the teleprompter because I'm illiterate.
Yep.
Things like that. And he also addresses, the underage elephant in the room, too. He talks about that in a couple of the verses.
Celebrity birthdays. Slash has a birthday today. Daniel Radcliffe, Woody Harrelson, Marlon Wayans, Charisma Carpenter, and Katherine Hahn. And that's what's happening.
We were talking about this earlier, by the way, as we listened to a Soundgarden. Or was that Audioslave? Which one we were just playing?
That was Audioslave.
I just heard Chris's voice at the very end there. They're unveiling a new statue to Chris Cornell in August of this year in Seattle. A new life-size statue. His wife announced on Friday the date that would have been his birthday. So that'll be, if you ever come into Seattle, that'll be definitely something you want to swing by and see. First, though,
it's time for Dodger baseball.
I miss Vin, but I'll tell you what, I bet he's enjoying this season as much as the rest of Dodgers fans are because the Dodgers are on fire. They are in first place in the NL West. They have did nothing but make improvements in the trade deadline, and they look like they're going back to the World Series as far as I'm concerned. Let's see if Beer Bug's mom agrees with that assessment.
Hold on, let's play the big intro first.
Oh, sure.
Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, she's one badass too. Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, she hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Mugs, give me some Mama Mugs.
L'chaim!
Mama Mugs, you must be ecstatic.
Good morning. I'm not ecstatic because I'm not very high on them this year. They're not as strong as last year.
How can you say that, especially after this weekend? Now, granted, it's only the Brewers, but did you see your team yesterday? Did you see every single player get a hit yesterday?
Well, that was just one game, but they're not as strong as last year. They have no Seager. Bellinger is not consistent. Turner is playing hurt. These are the people who brought them to the World Series.
All right, but hold on. Last year, you didn't like the Dodgers either. So now you're saying they're not as good as last year.
That's right. They're worse than last year. They're not as strong as last year. They don't have relievers. Their pitching is spotty.
What about Manny Machado?
Well, one player does not make a team.
Okay.
What about Clayton Kershaw, who granted has spent more time hurt this year than he has playing, but his last few starts, granted he didn't win Saturday, but he struck out 14. He's looking better. He's getting deeper into every game he plays. Are you encouraged by that?
Well, he's not reliable anymore. He's playing hurt, and he may not re-sign with the Dodgers this year.
You're the most depressing person ever.
Muggs, what's it like watching a game with your mom?
I think I've just come to accept it now, but it is still frustrating.
All right.
It is still very, very frustrating to watch a game with
her. Let me ask your mom a question, because Mama Muggs, you turn off the game any time the Dodgers get behind, right?
Just about, yeah.
So did you turn off?
To the bitter end. I do watch it to the bitter end now.
You do?
Oh, okay.
I do.
Oh, very different.
Yeah, that's very different from last year.
So the reason I'm asking is because when they played the Brewers, they won 11-2, but at one point they were behind in that game. You didn't turn it off?
Well, that was the first inning.
Right?
No. No,
oh,
I
don't
didn't
laugh
turn
at us. You're the one that turns it off when they get behind.
No.
Mama Muggs, let me ask you this. The Dodgers are in first place, but that doesn't mean anything to you, right? Because there's a lot of baseball still to play, so you're not resting on your laurels being in first place, right?
Oh no.
Okay.
They're in a very weak division again this year.
But isn't it better to be in first place than any other place?
Yeah, but if they were in any other division, I don't think they would be.
But they're not, and they never will be. Why would you say that?
Well,
they're never going to be in another division.
They're in a very weak division now.
Okay, well, I don't know how to help you with that.
So let me figure this. I'm really trying to figure this out because most of the reason we get into sports and we have a team that we love is for the enjoyment of the season. You don't enjoy a single day of being a Dodgers fan, do you?
I'm quite nervous every time they go up to play.
All right, but
very
when
nervous.
Okay, so when they beat
I can't enjoy it.
Okay, so when they beat the Brewers 11-2, did that feel good?
That felt nice.
Okay,
but,
good.
How many seconds?
It's only one game.
Yeah, right.
It's only one game, Kevin.
Right, but I'm just saying if you enjoy it every game by game along the way, maybe you would be a happier person.
Well,
don't laugh at me. I'm not the one that's sad all year long.
Oh. No, I'm not sad all year long.
Oh, you're sad. Don't give me that.
All right. Before we run out of time, Mama Muggs, is the problem in a nutshell that even if the Dodgers win the division and even if they win in the National League and go to the World Series, you can already see that they can't beat the Red Sox or the Yankees?
Oh, no.
That's
not
where you're at.
Either one of them.
Yeah,
no.
You don't think there's enough time to gel more as a team and actually get good enough to compete?
Well, they just don't have the players this year. Okay. They don't have Seager. Bellinger doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Muncy is a flash in the pan. Chris Taylor is not doing what he did last year.
But I'm just saying there are a lot of times when a team makes it to the postseason and they're playing in the playoffs, they step up.
Yeah, they catch fire.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
All right, let's leave it there.
Right now, I don't think they will.
It sounds like you don't want it to happen.
No,
which
I want
is odd.
It to happen, but okay. I don't think it will.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to win the division this year.
Oh, now you're hurting me. All right, Muggs, you're going to have to put your mom down. I'm sorry. I know it seems extreme, but you're going to have to put her down.
I'm starting to agree with you, man.
Mama Muggs, mama, mama, mama Muggs, mama, 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 mama. She hates the Dodger blue. I want to see some naked dudes.
Right? I mean, naked dudes not included, I hope. Talking about the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool singles party just announced this morning at The Scene, which is on the rooftop of Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. We're talking about round-trip transportation on the Kevin and Bean party bus, two-night hotel stay at the newly renovated Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
We're looking for guys that are 21 and above, and you have 15 seconds to sell yourself. So you need to tell us why you need to come on the trip and everybody else on the phone doesn't. Because you stand out in what way? Now, don't tell us you like to party, because that's a given.
That's it. We know that.
Right.
If you're going to the Kevin and Bean singles party, you like to party. Got it.
Right. So you have 15 seconds. You can call now, 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for guys 21 or over. Latest song from Muse, Something Human is the name of that. And if you missed our interview with Matt and Dom, it is at krock.com.
I like it. I like that song more every time I hear it.
Same.
You guys, we're going to Las Vegas weekend after next at Planet Hollywood, which is a beautiful, and by the way, a lovely time of year to be in Las Vegas.
Right?
Very cool, very comfortable.
That's why pool party.
round-trip transportation on the Kevin and Bean Party Bus. Two-night hotel stay at the newly renovated Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. And we're going to be at the rooftop at the Scene there having a pool party. It's the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool Singles Party. We're looking for your calls right now. If you're a gentleman, 21 and up, 1-800-520-1067. You and three friends get to be on the bus with us and at the pool party in Las Vegas. Now, let's lay down some ground rules here before we get to our calls. Shall we, Kevin?
All right. Yes. We know you like to party. Mm-hmm. That's a given for everybody that's on hold. Because if you didn't like the party, you wouldn't call for a singles party in Vegas.
What if one of the things about me is that I like fun?
We assume that as well.
All right, so don't mention that.
I mean,
that
everyone
either.
Likes fun.
Okay.
So tell us something unique about yourself is what we're looking for. And we have our winner from earlier this morning, Floor, on the line. Good morning, Floor.
Woo! Good morning.
Floor was up bright and early this morning and won the first group of seats on the bus to join us in Las Vegas. And for folks who weren't with us back then, Floor, tell us a little bit about yourself again, would you please?
All right. So my name is Floor. I work full-time, go to school, and I told Kevin that I go both ways.
I mean, you know, if that's your thing.
So, also that, you know, I haven't had a good meal in a while, so I do lack some vitamin D.
Okay. All right. So now you can see why we love Floor so much. So, Floor, you are single and you are looking, right?
Right. That's correct.
All right. So you're going to help us out. We're going to put the men this time through the same ringer that you went through, which is give them 15 seconds on the clock to sell themselves. And then at the end, we'll ask you who you would like to see at the party, okay?
Cool. All right. Sounds
all right. All right. Who's up first, Kevin?
Let's start with Eric in Burbank. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Talking about going to Vegas for a singles party. We're going to give you 15 seconds on the clock. And you tell us why you need to be...
I just want to say it. I absolutely love Flora's voice. She has a beautiful voice.
What a suck up. What a suck up.
Hey, any way I can get it in, right?
All right, I'm not sure you had to phrase it like that, Eric. All right, 15 seconds on the clock. Let's learn about Eric and go.
All right, I'm really cool. I'm down to earth. I absolutely love talking to people, getting to know people. I'm definitely young, dumb, and hung. And, I got a best friend of mine that definitely needs some action out in Vegas, so I need to take him with me.
All right. He was so confident in himself that he left time at the end.
All right.
Didn't have to squeeze every last second.
I can do it in 13 seconds.
I'm
go.
Good.
All right.
All right. Now, Floor, you just keep track in your mind. That was Eric, okay? So file him away, and we'll see at the end who you like. By the way, does young, dumb, and hung, does that work, Floor?
That definitely works. I like that, actually.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. All right. Who's next?
All right. Next is Raul from Palmdale. Good morning, Raul.
Morning, party people.
All right. You ready to sell yourself in 15 seconds?
I'm ready.
And go.
All right. First of all, I don't discriminate. I even love the fat chicks. I work the night shift at a hospital, so I have lots of stamina to go the whole night. I work closely with pharmaceuticals, so I always have the right drug for the right occasion. And Friday's payday, so I'll have plenty of cash for booze.
Boom! Another 13 seconds.
Yeah. That's a good list right there, by the way.
Right?
That is a good list, especially the pharmaceuticals. I need your number off the air. All right. That is Raul, Flores. So far, Eric and Raul. Let's see who's next.
All right. Next is Marvin. Good morning, Marvin.
Hey, good morning, party people.
All right. You ready to sell yourself in 15 seconds?
Oh,
and,
yes, I am.
And go.
Okay, hi, Flora. By the way, she's bringing the vitamin D. I'm bringing the protein to the party, enough to supply everybody. And, you know, I'm a construction man, so I work. I got all the right tools. I know how to gamble and how to count cards so I can win everybody money. And
all right.
Okay. All right, you had me at protein, but all right. All right, so that's Eric and Raul, and that was Marvin, Floor. Let's move along. Who's next, please?
Next is Patrick. Oh, they're on that line. Next is James in Burbank. Good morning, James.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We are good. Are you ready to sell yourself in 15 seconds?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
And go.
All right, just letting y'all know, I'm not down to earth. You know, I'm ridiculous. We're going to have a great time. I like to party. And, you know, if Floor says she needs the vitamin D, I got the remedy. You know what I'm saying? So please take me to the party with you.
All right.
I like his attitude, but we do take a point away for telling us you like to party. Again, that's just assumed. All right.
It's a given, James.
So that was James. We just have time for one more. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's make it Diego in Anaheim. Hi, Diego.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You ready to sell yourself in 15 seconds?
Let's do it.
And go.
All right, so I'm Diego. You know, I'm good looking. I got a good head on my shoulders. Everybody tells me I'm a good person. I work in IT. You know, I'm ready. You know, I haven't had some fun in a while, so let's go out and have some fun.
All right.
Diego was losing confidence as we approached the 15 seconds.
He was fading.
Does everybody really tell you that you're a good person? Because that's a pretty cool place to be.
Actually, yeah.
No. Okay, all right.
Not buying it.
So.
Not buying
all right.
it. All right.
All right, Floor, you have a tough decision to make because that was a very energetic group of young men. So we had Eric, Raul, Marvin, James, and Diego. Was there somebody in particular that caught your fancy?
Wow, we started off really strong with Eric and Raul, but, you know, I'm really liking the yum, hot, and
hung. Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go with Eric.
Eric, it is. Okay, that does work, I guess.
It does work. Congratulations, Eric. Okay.
All right. You're going to bring some friends. We'll see you in Las Vegas the weekend after next. Thanks to Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. More tickets tomorrow. Thank you, Flora. See you soon.
Thank you. See you soon, guys. Bye.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. I did want to bring up, I don't think we made a big enough deal about this, that for the singles party going to Vegas, it's you and three friends.
Yeah.
So it's not a pair. It's you and three friends.
It's a party, man.
It's a party, man. So you have to really like to party.
And you need fun too. You like fun.
So right.
We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning here on the Kevin Beach Show. Coming up just after 9, we'll talk to Damon Albarn from the band Gorillaz, all about the new limited edition K-Rock Gorillaz sticker. By the way, you can get an intimate show for you and 50 friends plus a brand new 2019 Honda Fit. We'll tell you all about it coming
up. 50 friends.
Exactly.
I don't have 50 friends.
Hey, I don't have 5 friends.
Yeah.
Well, you're extreme being the other way, but you couldn't think of 50 people?
No, I'll probably have like 10 friends, and then I'll just like sell the 40 tickets or something like that and make some money on the deal.
That's Omar for you. DJ Omar Khan is here, filling in for Ally McKay, who's off today with What's Happening, and this is one we've been looking forward to all day long today.
Okay. Yes, yes. I'll get to the R. Kelly song, but first I want to give you some color me bad news.
I'm sorry?
Color me bad. Do you remember the boy band that did, I Wanna Sex You Up?
Sure,
remember that band? A huge song. They were huge at the time. Where a member of Color Me Bad was arrested Sunday after shoving a bandmate so hard on stage that they landed in the hospital. They went to the hospital.
Sweet.
And there's audio of this. And it's like very cartoonish audio, okay?
Yep.
So the guy who's doing this shoving, his name is Brian K. Abrams. And he weighs like maybe 400 pounds. He looks like he ate the other members, okay? And this is a big dude.
Right.
So he was having problems with his vocals. So he was kind of off stage. And this is the band who were singing, winding the song down.
Right.
And at the end, this guy who is having problems with his vocal cords comes and shoves him. Let's hear it. I want to set you up. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this big guy just shoves him. The guy just boom. Thank you all. It sounds like we made that sound effect. It was crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
So earlier this morning, R. Kelly released a 19-minute song.
A 19-minute song?
19-minute song called I Admit. And this thing, he covers so many things that in his life that he's guilty of, people accusing him of being a pedophile, they were accusing him of having a cult with a bunch of girls and, you know, allegedly abusing them. So he talks about everything, and the song is super terrible. I want to bring you some clips, and the first one is him kind of, you know, revealing to us that he's illiterate.
I admit I can't spell for shit. I admit that all I hear is hits. I admit I couldn't read the teleprompter when the Grammys asked me 2%.
Interesting.
That is such a surprise to me because I would think you would need to know how to read and write to be in that business and to be a songwriter. Right?
It's very strange.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I mean, how does he write down his songs?
I don't know.
Maybe he does it like Jay-Z, just keeps it in his head.
Yeah, maybe. So admittedly, he's a freak. He loves the strip clubs and all that. We've all seen that video, where he's
I haven't seen that because it's against the law.
Well, me either. My bad.
What's wrong with you?
So, and you know, he's very promiscuous. And here's a little bit of him talking about having sex with everyone.
I admit I'm a freak. Used to go to strip clubs every week. But who these chicken trying to say I am? Man, I'm not, and I put that on chief. I admit I fluff with all the ladies. That's both older and young ladies. But tell me how they call it pedophile, because of that dish, that's crazy. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions. But really, am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because your opinion?
I mean,
no, you go to jail because of all the underage women you've had sex
you.
With, R. Kelly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Right.
That's in a song. He decided to put that in a song.
Wow. What do you suppose is going on here, Omar? Why did he wake up and go, I'm going to release this 19-minute thing to the world?
I don't know. Maybe...
You said he was broke, right, Bean?
That's what it says in the song. He stays on tour so that he can afford to pay his rent because he doesn't own his own publishing. He said they made him sign a bad deal when he was young, and he couldn't read the contract, and he says he's just got no other choice.
Huh. It's unreal.
But how does this help?
I don't know if it does. I mean, it keeps him... I mean, we're talking about it,
yeah.
So it keeps him in the public eye. Maybe it's going to sell some tickets. Here's him talking about being molested as a kid.
I admit a family member touched me.
Touch me, touch me, touch me.
From a child to the age 14. Yeah. One night later, sleep. Took my virginity. Yeah. So scared to say something. So I just put the blame on me.
Okay.
My favorite part of that clip is, touch me, touch me, touch me.
Right, that's it.
like, really?
That's a super, super incredibly sad thing, and now he's just singing background for it.
It's very strange.
Yes.
Setting up some sort of a defense here to say, hey, I was abused, and that's my excuse for being an abuser?
Is there more going on where he's getting in trouble with the officials, perhaps, and we don't know yet?
Or maybe there's something coming, and there's like a preemptive strike?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, absolutely. And here is him kind of talking about those allegations of him abusing women in that, you know, cult that he had going on.
I never said I was perfect. Say I'm abusing these women. What the fuck? That's some absurd issue. They're brainwashed. Really? Kidnapped. Really? Can't eat. Really? Real talk. That shit sounds silly.
That's not silly, dude. That's like serious accusations,
right?
Brother. Yes, yeah. Like. The whole thing is very strange. Like I said, it's 19 minutes long, and you can find it on his SoundCloud. That's where I pulled the audio from. But
okay.
It's unbelievable. I wouldn't surprise me if this is a preemptive strike
What the hell?
What the hell? Touch me, touch me, touch me. That's pretty insane. Okay, let's get on to some celebrity birthdays. Slash from Guns N' Roses is birthday today. What would you give Slash for his birthday?
Wow.
I mean, he can buy all the drugs he wants, but I know.
He's clean now, dude.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, then I have no idea. I'm out.
Same.
Guitar.
Probably has one. And it's probably pretty nice.
What would you give Daniel Radcliffe for his birthday? A wand.
Sure.
I'd get him a wand. He's Harry Potter, right?
You're the worst gift giver so far.
Woody Harrelson, I'd give him some pot.
Right.
Because he's a stoner.
Right.
Marlon Wayans. I give him some pot, because he probably smokes weed.
Okay.
Chris McCarpenter. I don't know what to get her.
Okay.
I get her some.
We don't have to.
I know what I give her. You know what I mean?
You know that we don't have to get them. Guess we just tell people whose birthday it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just, you know, to think about it. Catherine Hahn. I don't know who that is, but.
Okay.
It says she's from Bad Mom, Step Brothers, and Anchorman. I'll get her some pot. Because everybody smokes weed. That's what's happening.
I'm glad Allie's coming back tomorrow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Allie is out today. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we are filling in on what's happening. You know, Comic-Con generates about as much news that is Hollywood-related as any weekend of the whole year.
That's true.
And there's a bunch of stuff we haven't even gotten to that I want to try to wrap up here. For instance, Kevin, Hall H at the Fantastic Beasts sequel movie panel.
Yep.
Johnny Depp shows up, by surprise, was not announced, walked out on stage in character, and delivered his anti-Muggle rap. And here's the thing. We were talking earlier about how James Gunn has been fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy because of jokes from 7 or 8, 10 years ago.
Right.
He's not working in Hollywood anymore. Johnny Depp, who beat the crap out of his wife Amber Heard, rapturous applause on stage at Comic-Con. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like it's like the punishments are not being affaired, not being applied fairly, it seems like. And Amber Heard, speaking of, was also at Comic-Con. She is in Aquaman, but they did not cross paths. All right, thing two happened at Comic-Con over the weekend. Mark Hamill, who, as you know, no one has more fun being his character than Mark Hamill does. He loves clowning on Star Wars fans. He started out with an Instagram post that says, "There's an unsubstantiated rumor that I am at Comic-Con right now wearing a mask to avoid being recognized. I'm not. But if I really was there in disguise, would I lie about it to fool people secretly talking to fans, attending panels, and having fun? I would." And that's exactly what he did as he continued to post pictures throughout the weekend of him in a myriad of costumes. For instance, here's a picture of him wearing an NYPD jacket and hat and sunglasses at the Brooklyn Nine-Nine panel.
Awesome.
Nobody saw him. Nobody saw him there for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. All right. Then they show him.
Also seems illegal.
To be wearing the New York police jacket?
Yes.
Also, they showed him in a what looks like an orange Darth Vader mask. I think it's a Trump. I think he's trying to make a Trump joke here. He's got an orange, what looks like a Darth Vader mask, and then he has a big old blonde wig on top of it. Mm. He's walking around on the floor. Yes, if you saw that, that was Mark Hamill. Here's my favorite. He put this one up on his Instagram. It's a picture of a girl standing between two stormtroopers on the floor at Comic-Con. Here's Mark Hamill's caption. "Yes, that would be me on the left. You know, the vertically challenged stormtrooper."
That's awesome.
Mark Hamill is walking around as a stormtrooper.
I don't know. I saw 30 stormtroopers, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe more.
Well, you may have seen Mark Hamill then.
So weird.
And here's the other big news that came out of the weekend. This was a surprise to me. Maybe you saw this coming, but...
Troopers 3?
No.
Oh.
This is Joss Whedon on stage announcing a reboot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah!
He is going to be the executive producer on the series. He has a writer that he worked with on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. named Monica Owusu-Breen, and she is going to be the head script writer for it. We don't know anything about it except that the new Buffy is going to be an African-American actress, and beyond that, we don't have much story. They're in the process of developing it right now. They're going to pitch it, and you can expect some sort of a bidding war. Who's not going to want to be in business for a brand-new Buffy?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in.
As many shows as have been rebooted in recent years, Buffy is one that has got to just be considered a prime project after seven successful seasons on TV before. I mean, what a huge favorite that was. So very interesting to see how that happens. All right, let's move on now. TMZ.com had a great interview with Kiara Mia. Kevin, you, of course, would know who she is, but for the rest of us, she's a porn star.
Right.
She looks a lot like Kim Kardashian, and her most famous video is a parody of the Kim Kardashian porn video. And she has become very, very popular on all the porn sites lately because she apparently is dating 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, a lot of people are surprised to see somebody who's an NFL player dating a porn star. We're kind of used to that with NBA athletes. You don't see it too much with the NFLers.
Huh. That wouldn't stand out to me.
This would stand out to you. She's 41.
Oh.
What player in the NFL is dating a 41-year-old is my question. Anyway, here is what Kiara Mia had to say about her dinner with Jimmy G.
Jimmy and I had an amazing dinner, and he treated me with so much respect and class, and honestly, we're friends. But on that note, let me tell you this much. I've never been a fan of football. I'm officially a fan of football, and I can promise the 49ers that they will make Super Bowl and win because everything I touch turns to gold.
Oh, hello! Oh, hello! So wait, because she met a football player, that team automatically wins the Super Bowl?
Correct.
It does sound like that was her logic, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And finally, and this one is an NFL story. Did you see the photographs of Tom Brady and his wife on the beach over the weekend?
Did not.
New England quarterback Tom Brady, who is in his 40s now, has just appeared in his 7th Super Bowl, appears to be unstoppable. There's a picture of him in a green bathing suit with his wife, Gisele Bündchen, and he kind of has my body. At this point.
Really?
He
That's surprising.
He does not look like a professional athlete, I will tell you that. Does it matter, though, for all the people that were trolling on him? For instance, this tweeter, Tom Brady lying about his diet, his body is trash. You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
Does it matter? Does a quarterback have to be ripped? I don't think so.
No, but I think to avoid injury, he has to be strong. But it's not the season. So he could probably get back in shape pretty quickly.
Yeah, the season's coming up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty close. But I don't know how buff you have to be a quarterback. Here's another tweeter. Wait, this is Brady's body? That looks like my body. I wasn't expecting that.
My question is, who's looking at him if Gisele Bündchen is next to him?
Yeah, and she's there in a tiny little black bikini.
Right.
But look, Tom Brady is going to be fine, you guys. I'm sure this is some sort of psych out. This is some sort of his way to go, oh, I'm going to get them to put down their defenses because they're going to think I'm fat and out of shape. And then I'm going to go to another Super Bowl. It's just funny. They're like, what do you have to do to impress people? You know, you're Tom Brady. I feel like you're winning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you can look however you want.
Exactly. Look however you want, right? Celebrity birthdays today. We love this guy, Slash, whenever we've had him on the show. He's such a nice dude. From Guns N' Roses and, of course, Velvet Revolver, celebrating his birthday today. Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, also celebrating today. He is 29. Woody Harrelson has a birthday today. Charisma Carpenter and Marlon Wayans. Allie's back tomorrow. That's what's happening.
All right. Thank you for being on your drive home today. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, Tara Strong from Teen Titans go to the movies. Rebecca Ferguson, one of the stars of Mission Impossible Fallout. And we've got more tickets for you to go to the Kevin and Bean Built This Pool single party as well tomorrow morning.